Om Shanti.
A disciple asked the teacher, the master, tell me just one thing that will make me progress very fast in spiritual life. And the master said, or rather he wrote down on a paper, silence. The disciple was not satisfied. He said, tell me something more. The master wrote down, again, silence. The disciple yet was not satisfied. He said something practical, tell me. The master wrote down, silence. More silence. So to speed up the efforts, the single most important thing, which is necessary, is silence. So today is the day of retreat. So half day, speak only if there is life-threatening emergency. Try to be as introverted as possible. Try to be as silent as possible. Many things will go on, but inside, be silent. Let not words come out of the mouth. Try to be as introverted as possible. As alone as possible in the crowd, as if you are entering a place of solitude. You have been given time to be alone, and whatever new things, whatever things you will hear, try to imbibe them within, in that silence. That is the first thing. Second, mentally prepare yourself for the transformation. Try to go in that cave of introversion. Sit there and review your whole life. Especially, I would say, the last 6 months. How were they? What were the struggles? What were the problems? What were the conflicts that happened in the Brahmin family? What were the sanskars that were so difficult for me to get over? Especially this last 6 months. In this half day, I would say 6 hours, review the last 6 months. And in the same 6 hours, make planning for the next 6 months. Planning, when I say, I'm not talking about the planning of service. I'm talking about the planning of internal transformation. I'm talking about the planning of internal change, internal effort. So these are the two things. Time is very limited. And when time is less, you have to be alert. You cannot be sleepy. You cannot be lazy. You cannot be careless. You cannot doze off. Stay alert. In this small time, review the past, plan for the future. And also, this 6 hours is also a time of repentance, I will say. If at all anything wrong we did has happened, repent. Cleanse the heart. Be transparent and resolve new things so that the same blunder, the same mistake, the same sin is not repeated. So, Baba has given a wonderful opportunity to all of us to be silent, to be with oneself, to be with Baba, away from all the daily routine activities. Just be with yourself and with Baba. And this half day should become the memorable day of life, something which is life changing, something that I never did before, let me do today, something new, some creativity of Brahmin life, so that this Brahmin life jumps into action again, that newness, that animation, that liveliness comes back. So with that, I hope that all of us would have a very powerful yoga bhakti. Om Shanti.